We're back. Another episode of The Family Cast. Food and Music is Life. Yes. Yes, indeed. It's your boy, Chef Josh, right here. This week, it's been a while since I've shown you a full music episode, so I'm going to do that today for you, my listeners, amigos y familia. You deserve this. It's not necessarily a kitchen pairing playlist, but this is music that I do play in my kitchen. This is not going to be a whole all the pairings and interviews that I normally do. Go back and listen to some episodes if you haven't caught up. But this gives you a minor glimpse into the head, into my ears of, you know, what I'm doing when I'm listening to music while I'm cooking food, because this is food and music is life. Yes. So this is the music part, right? So, I'm just going to play a set of songs. I might talk in between them. I might not. Who knows? We get crazy up here. We get crazy up in this studio. So, yeah, it's just been far too long since I've shared with you a playlist, and we're just going to do music today. Not an interview. It's just me rolling solo. So we're going to start it off with Lifetime. Dan Yeman, you might know him from Kid Dynamite, you might know him from Lifetime, you might know him from other stuff that he does. He's an awesome dude. He has a lot of high energy. Lifetime has influenced a lot of bands, including my own, and I hope you get a chance to see him live sometime in the future. I hope I get to see them sometime in the near future. Anyways, the first song is called Head Hurts, Hands on Fire. Here's Lifetime, and then we're going to go into a couple more songs, and then I'll talk to you in a minute, okay? It's going to be like that today. So sit back, relax, turn this up. We're going to get wild. We're going to get crazy. You can do whatever you want. Don't relax too much if you're driving. I just wanted to say that first off. Anyways, let's start the show. Here's the song. Talk to you soon. I'm sick to think you got it sewn up tight. You got us up against the ropes at night.
Fire in our eyes.
wake you up? Awesome. So are you with me? Okay, good. Yeah, that was The Agony Scene from the 2003 album on Solid State Records. And of course, the song was Paint It Black. I always try and throw a cover or two on these shows just because covers are fun. It's an interpretation of somebody else's art by other artists. So I always think they're fun. Whatever, some bands do it better than others. Is it fair to say, or is it fair when you think a band's, let's see, what am I saying? Is it fair to say that a band's best song is a cover song? Like that one could be their best song, but, or at least their most well-known. They picked a huge doozy of a song, right? An old Rolling Stones classic. Anyways, good song. I chose it also because it's called Paint It Black, and the first song was by the band Paint It Black. Okay, that's not going to be the theme today. Don't worry. Don't worry. But a lot of the bands that I'm playing today do wear a lot of black. I don't know about this next one. I don't know if you know this next band, but we're going to get into a set. And the first song is by a friend of the show, Rob Moran from Heartwork Coffee. You might know him mostly from Unbroken and maybe some other bands because he's in like a million bands. But he was also in this one, Over My Dead Body. And on 2003, they released an album on Indecision Records out of Orange County. And we're going to play that one next. That's the starting off the next set, if you will. All right. Excuse me. It's called Patriotic Cattle Call. Just a short, quick burst of radness. And it's going to just lead me into some more goodness for the rest of the song. The rest of the show. So, yeah. Local heroes. Rad dudes all around. A lot of good members have gone in and out of the band Over My Dead Body. If you got a chance to see them back in the day, amazing. If you didn't get a chance to see them, look up some videos. I'm sure there's some out there. Anyways, Over My Dead Body, Patriotic Cattle Call.
When they write to the sea, will others die and build the stream? Come on! Rusty glasses, whitewashed inside. Spend your money on fear, the patriotic. What do you mean? I didn't know any of say was part of the American dream. Ah!
swept the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Let's trace the hits and check the file. Let's see who bit the dot, tech the style. I flip the script so it can't get filed. At least not now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bass to MCs get weak. For every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in a president's mix. And I would stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits for beats, parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beef, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many bombs have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces yet. Scientists try to solve the context, philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them, they couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears, for my opponents it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords, letters put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure, because of my culture I'm a weapon destructor. Style that'll be full of technology, complete sights and new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just see and peep the technique. But don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Pull with the seat, never weak or obsolete. They never grow old, techniques become antiques. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some soothing souvenirs for all the years. You fought to sort the thoughts and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat, but don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
So, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that's Eric B. and Rakim. Don't sweat the technique. It's a classic. I don't know if you were from the Yo MTV Raps crowd or not, but my cousins Roger and Russell and I used to watch Yo MTV Raps all the time when I stayed there in the summertime, because they used to play Yo MTV Raps every day at the same time. We'd go swimming, and then we'd come out and we'd watch Yo MTV Raps, and we learned a lot about the hip-hop and rap culture. And a lot of the artists were from the East Coast. And of course, Eric B. and Rakim is just legendary. Legendary group. Don't Sweat the Technique came out in 1992, before I got super heavy into punk and hardcore and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, they have some really good samples in that song. Of course, they change them up a little bit so they don't get in too much trouble. But yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but the samples are from Give It Up by Kool & the Gang and Queen of the Nile by Young Holt Unlimited. Those are both sampled in Don't Sweat the Technique. And I had a lot of songs to pick from Eric B. and Rakim's catalog. I have a lot of their stuff. I just thought that was a good one for this show, because I'm like, don't sweat the technique. I say it a few times in the kitchen every day or whatever. And yeah, go back and check out Eric B. and Rakim if you haven't already. And of course, before that, that was The Bronx, because I just saw them live in San Diego. They kicked off their tour here in San Diego. That's amazing. They're a fun band. And that the song was Invey from Bronx 3, their third album. I don't know if you know this about The Bronx. They're not from The Bronx in New York. They're from East LA, or all over Los Angeles. But one of their guys is Kenny. He's from The Dragons in San Diego, so that's cool. They got a San Diegan in their LA band. And they name all their albums. There's Bronx 1, there's Bronx 2, 3, 4, 5, so on and so forth. Okay, so that one's from 3. The song's called Invey, right? And so, yeah. So I've been having some fun so far, and we're about to have some more fun. And I'm going to keep it going with this next band. It's a live song, because I just talked about a concert, and that's going to be by the band called Braid. Okay? And Braid, for those of you that don't know, well, actually, I don't even want to tell you. If you don't know about Braid, go check them out. They're important to a certain category, to a certain genre. Lots of talented musicians in Braid. B-R-A-I-D. I'm not saying brain. I'm saying braid, like braid your hair. This is a live song, and it has to do with being in the Midwest, right? Because I picked the next. There's a theme on the next two songs, kind of. The throughput theme, I guess. I don't know what the best word is. Anyway, it's called Milwaukee Skyrocket. It's live, and then it's gonna go right into a Chicago group called Alkaline Trio. You probably know Alkaline Trio if you like punk rock. But anyways, Trucks and Trains. It's such a classic song. It's got all the elements of an Alkaline Trio song that you like from the olden days of Alkaline Trio. Trucks and Trains. It's just fun. I like the groove. It's a really groove pocketed punk song. It could work across categories, across genres. It's not too super punk, but it sounds super cool to me. All right, and then we're gonna have some fun, because I'm gonna play the Dreadnoughts, and they're a polka punk band. I don't know if you know what the difference between polka and other musics, but it's definitely polka. So how much polka do you have in your life? You need some more. So I'm gonna play you some Dreadnoughts, and that's gonna be a fun song too, because it's called Poutine, and it's kind of its own food pairing, you know. I warned you there's gonna be some food pairings. So anyways, Poutine by the Dreadnoughts, and then that's gonna be the 3-song wrap up, and then I'm gonna talk to you right after that. All right.
I'm only laughing on the outside. My smile is just skin deep.
If you could see inside, I'm really crying. You might join me for a weep.
Sail from everyone else, yeah. Has just begun. I pack it in. I'll take take a vow. If I have friends, I need them now. But when the sun falls in the west, I'm in the arms of a perfect mess. My only weakness, my only sin, God can't help the state I'm in. Putain, 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 je t'aime enfin. Putain, 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 c'est ça, oui. Putain, putain, c'est ça ou rien. Putain, 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 j'ai tellement faim. Putain, putain.
Oh yeah, brother. I saw a clip of The Ultimate Warrior, this old WWF wrestler, that's right, WWF, before it was WWE, do your homework, was all these clips of just him saying, oh yeah, and Hulk Hogan, and all this stuff. Is like, nobody ever just used their normal voice when they're wrestlers. I just thought I'd throw that out there. What if I went out there and I was like, hey guys, it's me, I'm about to beat you in the ring. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Ciao, whatever. Like a voicemail message or something. It's always like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna blah blah, I'm gonna smack him, blag him, I'm gonna fling him, blag him. But you know, maybe there's also some steroids involved. I don't know. I want to meet the Ultimate Warrior someday. I'm not even sure if he's still alive or not, but oh yeah, brother. Anyways, oh god, I'm having too much fun. How about a quote from Jack Nicholson as the Joker in 1989's movie called Batman for you? Yeah? Did you know that one already? Oh, man. Too many throwbacks. Anyways, I'm going to get back to the music. Food and music is life. Yes, I'm Josh. This is the Family Cast special. Special playlist episode, special radio hour episode, if you will. I've only picked, like, for the total package of this episode, like 10-ish songs. So not too much more to go. We're about halfway there. Thanks for sticking around. There's just a few more. I still think you need to hear some music. So I'm going to play you some music from one of my favorite bands. And I was late to discovering them, actually. Hot Water Music. But it's from an older record. The song is called Just Don't Say You Lost It. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with this band or not, but they've put out a lot of fun songs, and they're still playing. They had a short hiatus, but they're back, baby. They're back. And they got Chris Criswell, or Crust Crustwell, from the Flatliners also in the band with them. So they're back and maybe better than ever. I don't know. They sound really cool. If you've heard their new stuff, most people have heard stuff from A Flight and a Crash or Caution. Those are their two kind of big Epitaph Records albums, with like A Remedy and Trusty Chords and that kind of stuff, that you'll always hear those songs played and played on people's playlists. So this one's older, going way back before they were on Epitaph Records. So Just Don't Say You Lost It. It's still got the Hot Water Music sound, still got some fun stuff, fun beats. And yeah, I'm just gonna do that one, and then I'm gonna talk right after that, because I'm gonna land the plane. Okay, so hope you've been enjoying it so far. And I'll talk to you just right after this Hot Water Music song. Hot Water Music from Gainesville, Florida. Let's go. We'll be right back.
Battle of the Bands?
Yeah!
Oh, it's like the best thing in the world. We're going there and everyone's going to be there and everything.
Yeah, the winner gets a record contract with Realm Records, man.
You know, that's not going to mean dick unless they promote you, you know, but then,
yeah,
you know,
well, we could get our band in it, man. We could win it, man. It's $100, too.
We couldn't enter it. We don't even know any tunes yet, man.
What do you mean, man? We have two rehearsals, man. Besides, it's just punk rock, man. You know, you don't have to know how to play. All you just got to do is be a punk, man. We could do that.
You heard it here. Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke. What a classic movie. You haven't seen that movie? I don't know if I would recommend. Yeah, it's funny. You should watch it. It's a classic. It's old. Cheech and Chong. I have seen that movie, and I saw it as a kid in the drive-in theater. My mother and I think it was her friend or one of her boyfriends, we went and saw that because it was playing a double feature with, I forget, American Werewolf in London or something like that, and I got scared really bad from that movie. But Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, though, man, I was laughing really hard at that movie. It's just kind of an American cinema classic. It's one of the first, like, buddy partner kind of, not first, but at least in my youth. Anyways, Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. What do you mean? It's just punk rock, man. We can do this, so... Shout out to all the punk rockers who are trying to do it, who have done it, and who are still doing it. I hope you've been enjoying the music so far. That was Hot Water Music from the Wayback Machine. If you don't know about Hot Water Music's catalog, let's talk. I got a lot to share with you. I like the gruff vocal textures of Mr. Chuck Reagan and his band members. They're not his band members. They're in the band with him, I should say. Forgive me. There's a couple of memes out there about his voice. Men use his voice for like lullabies or something. I'm butchering the memes. I'm not good at talking about memes. That's not what I should be doing. I shouldn't be talking about memes. I should be showing you memes. anyways, the album is, like I said, it's from the earlier days of Hot Water Music. They used to be on, I believe it was, what's it called? No Idea Records. Is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe it was No Idea Records. But yeah, they got a lot of records in their catalog. But if you want to go back, way back, like I said, into the Wayback Machine, they you should check out their old stuff because they have changed over the course of their career. And I don't know, it's just a lot of fun stuff. That was from 1997, Forever and Counting. I keep forgetting to tell you the titles of the records. Forever and Counting. Man. I am not missing, but I don't have a couple of their albums in my collection. I need to re-up my Hot Water Music game. I shouldn't be missing any albums in my vinyl collection or CDs or anything like that. So anyways, that was Hot Water Music. We're almost done. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to play a couple more songs, but I wanted to also share that, I put a little bit of a sound clip from former U.S. President Jonathan Fitzgerald Kennedy. And he did a speech in 1963 at American University. And I thought the clip I chose was talking about peace and how we're capable of peace and we're capable as human beings, you know, mankind and just being peaceful people, being peaceful coexistence with each other. But it's really up to us. It's really up to us to change those things, change the policy. He was speaking, and this was at a time like during the Cold War, because it was 1963 and stuff like that. But he was talking about Soviet Union, of course, Russia. But I hate this when I talk on podcasts. I hate when I talk about things that are from the past that are still relevant today, like punk rock songs that are trying to change something, have a message. We're trying to change things about the world, and those things still haven't changed 20, 30 years later. And in this case, more than 50 years later, things still, maybe they've gotten better in some ways, but maybe they've gotten also worse in some ways. So there's still a lot of war happening out there, whether you're talking about like gun military war or just war in families, war, everyone's warring about everything right now, war in politics, religion, all this kind of stuff. And we just can't seem to get along. And why is that? Because we're capable of all the good and all the bad. We're just too capable of things, and we do all the things. So, John F. Kennedy did a speech about it, and he was telling these people, we are capable of doing better. We are capable of doing, you know, having peace, but do we want that? And it kind of has a military bent to his speech, I believe. It's a really long speech, but I only did a small clip because it rolls into this song by Lagwagon called Baggage, where Joey, the singer, the lyricist, is talking to one of his friends who seems to be very, you know, either pro-military or in the military. And I've said this before, I have a ton of family members who are in currently, or were in, or retired, or even passed away as military, U.S. military, and even some in Mexico. But so I have nothing but love and respect for it. The only thing I don't like about it is people dying, people going to war and dying. You know, it's like, it's awesome that we tell us, you know, for God and country, to serve the country, we're all about that kind of stuff. So that's awesome. And I totally respect that about my friends and family who do that. I don't like it when people die. Nobody does. Sure, it's for a good cause because you're doing it for justice and a good cause. But why do we need to do that? I just never understood that. And I grew up with it. So it's still something that I wrestle with. And, you know, of course, all the love and respect to the people who are doing it, who are serving our country and willing to die for it. I just wish it wasn't that way. I wish it didn't have to be that way. I don't want anyone to be like, oh, you're just a, you know, you're anti-military, anti-guns. I'm like, that's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying I respect those people immensely. And I just wish there was a different way that humans could get along and, you know, fight wars without really doing the gun thing, violent thing to each other in war. And then it trickles back into society and streets and all this kind of stuff. But I'm talking in particular, is there a way that countries and nations and governors and governance, I mean, can we do war without that kind of military action? I don't know. I wish there was another way. And I don't know if we can think about that, because I know there's, you know, a whole bunch of money and businesses involved and people's lives are at stake. And I have the utmost respect for human lives. So I wish there was another way, but it doesn't seem that there is right now because people are so bent on doing it the violent military way. So I don't know. Maybe we should talk about that sometime. Email me, Josh, or no, I'm sorry, it's not Josh. Email me, Josh. You know, of course I'm the host of this FamilyCast podcast, but famcastpod@gmail.com is the email address. Send me some stuff. I would love to talk. Follow the show on Instagram.com/TheFamilyCast for all the posts and videos and recipes and all this kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm not going to say much more because I want to do these things that I talked about with the speech and the music. And then the last song I'm going to play is by a classic band, The Animals. They have more hits than you might imagine. So they have a lot of covers too, but you know, You probably know a lot of the songs by The Animals, but I'm going to play one of the songs you might not know by The Animals. I don't know. You probably will. It's called It's My Life. Nope, it's not the Bon Jovi song. It is by The Animals. If you don't know who The Animals are, let's talk. I got a lot more to share with you about them because they're one of the first bands to do like kind of garage rock or like spooky synth or, you know, a little bit gothic sometimes, but it's rock and roll, but it's not like fast or hard, but like the songs are awesome. All their songs are rad. So anyways, and that'll close out the show. Maybe I'll do a bonus song after that. I don't know. But anyways, I'm Chef Josh. I'm out of here. We'll talk soon. I got links in the show notes for all my stuff that people I work with, like coffee and knives and water and merch and all this kind of stuff. So drop me a line. I got merch, pins and stickers and fun stuff for you. I want you to help support me by sharing the show, but also wearing a sticker and a button or a pin or whatever. So let's talk Here's some music, and I will talk to you on the next interview episode. All right.
Today, the expenditure of billions of dollars every year on weapons acquired for the purpose of making sure we never need them is essential to the keeping of peace. But surely the acquisition of such idle stockpiles, which can only destroy and never create, is not the only, much less the most efficient, means of assuring peace. I speak of peace, therefore, as the necessary rational end of rational men. I realize the pursuit of peace is not as dramatic as the pursuit of war, and frequently the words of the pursuers fall on deaf ears, but we have no more urgent task. Some say that it is useless to speak of peace or world law or world disarmament, and that it will be useless until the leaders of the Soviet Union adopt a more enlightened attitude. I hope they do. I believe we can help them do it. But I also believe that we must re-examine our own attitudes as individuals and as a nation. For our attitude is as essential as theirs. And every graduate of this school, every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace, should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace and towards freedom and peace here at home. First, examine our attitude towards peace itself. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man.
Okay, all right, wait a minute, wait 1 second. Calmate, wait. Listen up. That little speech that I gave before JFK spoke, that was not meant to be any kind of offense, any kind of offense to anybody. Because like I said, I have utmost respect for people who are in the military services, all of them. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the U.S. Coast Guard, which is actually the U.S.'s oldest military branch. Do your homework. I respect them all. Of course that. I'm not saying anti that. I'm saying, is there a way to do some kind of war? We don't even have to call it war. Is there a way to do battle? Is there a way to do conflict? That's a good way to put it. Is there a way to solve conflict with other countries, nations, anybody outside of America, even in America, forget about it. But basically, whoever the military is here to fight or defend us, defend against us, or defend, basically, what the military's job is, to protect our country, to protect its citizens, to protect the freedoms of our nation, right? I'm not anti that. I am anti the glorification of the military above all. Like California Uber Alice, the military Uber Alice, above all else. That's not what I believe. That's not what I think. And I was raised in the Christian way, I guess, but also not only that, because I know that our nation and the military is big on religiosity and Christianity and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying, hear me out, is that I don't think Jesus would support that. And that's a whole nother episode. That's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother topic. I need to have some guests on here to talk with me about that. If you, my listeners, have beef or something about what anything I said, please respectfully reply, comment, drop me a line, either on the Instagram page, via my DMs, or public comments, or message, whatever you want to do. Let's just do it respectfully. Let's have a respectful conversation. I don't always have guests on here who I agree with everything they say. I don't always have guests on here who agree with everything I say. And I don't always agree with everything my friends or family say. That's okay. I don't want to agree with everybody, and I don't want anyone to agree with me. That would be so boring. We'd all be robots. We'd all be like binary, like, you know, black, white, yes, no, ones and zeros. And that's not how we're made. We need to have somewhat of, we don't need to agree on everything. Even the word agree and disagree, those are kind of black and white polarizing terms. We have to be able to hear each other, come to conclusions. And that is why, I think that's why I'm a punk rock chef, to be honest. This is not a cliche about myself. I love punk rock for the community that it is and the music that it is and what the energy it brings me and the energy I can give to it and to you. And I love food for the same reason. I can do anything I want with the food. I can do that, blah, blah. But so what I'm saying all the way back to, let me roll it back to what I was saying about the military and people and all this kind of stuff. This is not about anti-anything or gun laws or politics even or anything like that. I'm just saying I'm here for the human aspect of humans, basically. Is there a way that we could still have a military defense in our country, in our city even? I mean, God, we're in San Diego, like, one of the biggest military cities in America, right? Is there a way that we could do all this stuff without invading other countries, without killing people, without killing ourselves, without killing our teenage people who go into the military branches? Let me know. I don't know. I want to know. Is there a way? Has it been tried before? I don't even know. Because our country was founded on the principle of trying to be free from oppression. And you know the history of our country. I don't need to go into that. But, you know, we started with the Revolutionary War. We started our country based with battle and war and stuff like that. We were born out of battle, right? So it's a long thing that I'm not going to solve here on this little podcast, but we can talk about it together, and I'm willing to do that. Can you be civil about it? Let's be civil. Let's talk about it in my comments, in email, DMs, whatever. We don't need to put each other on blast. That is a violent term also, saying stuff like, put you on blast, or like, we killed it, or we murdered it. So it's like, all this crazy stuff. Anyways, no disrespect to anybody. If I did offend, I'm sorry, not sorry, because That's what I stand by. I don't want people to die. I don't want people to die for our country either. I want people to live for our country. And I'm going to end with that. I'm Chef Josh. I'm out of here. Talk to you soon. Ciao, ciao.